Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, we did talk to Larry Anderson about the Phils. If you'd like to hear that, you can go on the free Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. You can go back or you can just subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. But now it's time for a real baseball guy to take
home. It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
All right. So
brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook.com. Finished my citations this morning on it. So we've been grinding the last like 2 weeks getting that all done. I thought I lost it. Thought it was deleted from the universe. Minor freak out for about 5 minutes, but we found it.
Good to hear.
I have an official statement on the Mets in the middle of this.
Okay.
But some news and notes first. No Boehm in the lineup tonight.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't know. I think he's just out of the lineup.
But okay. All right.
It's just a righty on the mound. Oh. You know, maybe they're trying to get Sosa in there more and they're choosing third base. I don't know.
Well, you know there are 151 Major League players who have hit home runs this year.
Yeah? Is Boehm one of them?
He is not.
Johan Rojas is.
Do you look that up every day?
Every day. I tried to figure out how many players had at least 50 plate appearances, 3 or less walks, and no home runs. part of Stathead you have to pay for.
What about ChatGPT? I'm sure they could do it.
Nah, it doesn't work that way.
You didn't
way.
Want to break the...
They were like, wait a minute, this guy's 6'5", 218? Anyway, continue.
And Bryson Stott back into the lineup tonight. There was a concern because Kyle Finnegan stepped on his hand.
Yeah.
And he was kind of shaking it out post-game. So he looks good. Also, Rob Thompson said no restrictions for Chris Sanchez tonight.
Great.
So
that's great news.
Looks like they dodged a bullet with the UCL.
Yep.
Lit last week. We were ready to write his career off.
By the way, you mentioned Stott. Heads up play for him to get home on that play as well.
He's like, man, he's a ball player. And I think, like,
that's what I said. Telling you that.
I'm really glad he's having a resurgent year. I'm glad he's looking like 23 Stott versus last year Stott. I mean, I think baseball instincts wise, I think he's their smartest player. Like, I think Bryce obviously has his lapses, you know. Trey has his lapses. Boehm has his lapses. I think, like, I don't know, you can't say pound for pound when you talk about instincts, but I think, like, Bryson Stott has pure baseball player instincts, and that was on display last night when he took home. So
yeah, it was great.
Good to see that he is fine. Now, on the Trey shortstop thing, I think Ike's right when he says this is probably his last year at that spot. I think they went into this year saying that this is your last shot. I mean, a lot of spring training stuff about that.
And you think they'll have the guts to move him to the outfield?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's a lot easier to convince him to do that after the season versus doing it in the middle of the season.
You're not doing it right now.
No. I agree there. So is that an Aiden Miller question or is it a...
That's the question because, like, who's going to replace him? I personally wouldn't put Stott there. I know people have that idea. And I think stopgap-wise, if you wanted to, you could do that. But I don't want to move a plus-plus second baseman defensively for I think he's an average shortstop.
Unless there was a path to a great second baseman somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll see with Aiden. He's off to a slow start up in Reading. I don't know. But I think, like, to make the move right now is not going to happen. I actually agree with the last call. I think he's going to end up in left field.
Like, yes.
Rather than center field. So I don't know. It's going to come to a head here. You know, I mean, analytics-wise, his defense has been fine. Eye test-wise, it's not.
I don't care about the analytics.
Yeah, analytics on defense in baseball are really...
Only losers care about analytics.
In baseball, in defense with baseball. Yeah, sure. So other stuff is very, very important. But the final thing here is my official statement on the New York Mets and what they're doing right now.
Yep.
They're using up their magic a little early. Just like this, they're pulling last year's Phillies thing where they get off this like ridiculous start. They're carrying the momentum over from the year before. They're all having a jolly good time up there in New York. I think they might be using a lot of the magic up early. You know, yesterday they had a diving play into the gap and Lindor bare hands it and fires it across and they're all having a great time. It's hard to do that for 162. Peaking early, the official statement on the 2025 New York Mets.
Maybe.
I agree with you.
Maybe.
They're outperforming who's on that roster. They are. Their pitching staff I don't believe in.
Well, listen, just because we don't believe in them or you don't believe in them, it doesn't mean they aren't good players. I don't, you know, we may get to the end of the season, they win 100 games and don't win the World Series, and you two will be saying, I told you they were frauds, they weren't very good.
Year?
Like, you two will still be saying that. Meanwhile, we'll be out of the playoffs or not even making the playoffs.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. They could be frauds, and we could be frauds, too.
I don't know if they're the best team in baseball, which their record suggests they're the best team in baseball.
Right.
You're not going to convince me they aren't a good team.
I totally think they're
a good
team.
If you want me to believe the Phillies are a World Series contending team, but you don't think the Mets are?
No, I think the Mets are World Series.
Okay, then they're good.
I think they're good. I just don't think they're as good as they look
They're playing above their head a little bit.
And Lindor, I think Lindor's the best player in the National League.
He's not the best player in the National League.
He's the best player in the National League.
He's not the best player in the National League.
He is the best player in the National League.
He's not the best player.
Watch him. Watch him. He's the best player in the National League.
You grinding Mets tape every night when I'm not watching?
I watch a lot of Mets. I watch a lot of Mets.
Why?
Well, because I live there.
A lot about you. Oh, okay.
Well, you live here now, though.
Yeah, you're here.
No, I'm saying
Sixers podcast.
I have watched a lot of Mets.
We've all watched Francisco Lindor.
Here's the other thing, is that I won't have this anymore, but where I live, the Mets are just on cable every night, so I stop and I watch them.
First off, no one calls it cable. Second off,
it's cable. What do you want out of me? It's on TV. I have the MLB plan, but they're on when you're just flipping around.
Calls it cable. Yeah, was it 1990? Do you still plug it? Do you still twist it in?
Screw you both. Lindor is the best player in the
National
League.
He's not the best player in the National League.
Then who is?
Shohei had 54 home runs.
Shohei doesn't play the field.
And guess what? He lifted that team into the World Series last year.
He did not lift
the
team into the World Series.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, they choked every year until he showed up.
And he had 200 in the World Series last year.
His arm was hanging on by a thread, by the way.
And this year, why isn't he playing the field?
Why did Lindor lose to him in the NLCS?
Why isn't he? Because the Dodgers are stacked and the Mets were not.
I totally agree. It's one player, but he's not better than Ohtani.
Yes, he is better than Ohtani.
He's not better than Mookie, and he's not better than Juan Soto.
Yes, he is better than Juan Soto.
He's not better than Juan Soto.
Juan Soto's a zero in the field.
And he's a plus-plus batter.
Yes,
and Lindor's a pretty, pretty good hitter.
Lindor is a very good hitter, and he's an outstanding fielder. And Shohei Ohtani, look, I will say this again. If Shohei Ohtani is pitching and hitting, or if Shohei Ohtani is playing the field, he has an opportunity to be the best player in the game. If he is a DH, no DH is the best player in the game. He is sitting watching the game for 3 hours. It is a different thing to have to play the field than not have to play the field. Lindor is the best player in the National
League. I don't agree with that, but I do agree is playing the field, and it's a position that matters.
Shortstop.
Yes. It's a position that matters. So, yes.
Is Ohtani
Tatis also better than Lindor?
Wait, who?
Fernando Tatis Jr.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Is Ohtani going to pitch this year, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought he was.
What's that?
Second half of the season?
Second half? Yeah, I don't know.
Bullpen.
There you go.
Let Ohtani close out a World Series.
There you go. 215-592-9494. Liam in Downingtown, you're on WIP.
How's it going?
Hi, Liam.
What's up? So I was thinking about the energy thing with the Larry Anderson, and I think what's going on is the Phillies didn't change much. They got Kepler and Luzardo. Luzardo's been amazing, Kepler's whatever. I actually have a theory about Kepler I'll tell you in a minute. But I think what's going on about the energy, like you guys are saying, is it's the same energy that's there, but they're trying to do something different with it. And instead of focusing on what they need to do, they're really just suppressing their energy. And they just kind of look dead. They look tired. And I don't know. That's what I think. What do you think?
I think they're not playing well. And that I have seen in my 48 years, teams say that they are not having fun when they are not winning. I just like, I've yet to see a team out there whooping it up and smiling and happy when they are a game over 500. And if they were, they would look ridiculous. So I think to an extent, and if we were to go back, we characterize the 22 and 23 seasons so much by the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now that's what matters. I agree. But there were times, and I wasn't watching every second of every game because I wasn't here, but there were stretches of the 22 and 23 season where I can't imagine they were out there having tons of fun because the team wasn't playing that well.
Well, in 22, they didn't have any fun until they clinched and they got in.
Yeah, and they went on a run.
Then they went on a run.
I think we're trying to reverse engineer the fun. I don't think the fun happens and then the team plays well. I think the team plays well and then they have fun. I would agree that it does seem like they're pressing, which is, I think, a different issue. But I do think that I don't know that they handle pressure all that well.
Yeah.
I don't want to dismiss the idea of setting the tone for the season by basically declaring you're not going to do this before the season starts. So when you say if they were winning, they would have fun. They won games. They still didn't look like they were enjoying it very much.
When they were 7-2, I don't know.
I don't even remember them being 7-2.
They were, yeah.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
I don't even remember that.
But now they weren't dumping water and they weren't doing that, but they were smiling. And,
but you do agree, and we're with you there, Liam. You do agree that there was a message being put out there that this is all business.
Yes.
The daycare. We're getting rid of the daycare.
Yeah.
So to me, you set a tone for the clubhouse before you ever even got the season started that this isn't a time to be joking around and having fun. This is all business. And this may be the last year that we're playing together. So we better go get it done. Like they put a self-imposed limitation on how much they should enjoy doing this because the only thing that matters is them winning the World Series at the end.
Well, I think they might have looked at, because I'm sure they watched the Eagles, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they all watched the Eagles. And I think that might have been an overcorrection from what they saw from the Eagles. Like, the Eagles were very businesslike last year. I mean, I think that the quarterback set the tone from that standpoint. And I think they try to use that. I think it's easier to do in football when there's one game a week.
Exactly.
Rather than 162 game grind.
You almost need that atmosphere to get you through the 162 game grind.
You need stubs.
Well, yeah. I think they don't need stubs.
And we need stubs like.
Hold on.
We need somebody like stubs.
Yeah. What's the. Marshawn's only playing once a week.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even see him when he plays.
If he was playing two times.
They bring up stubs, that feels like a desperation move.
At this point, yeah.
I do agree with you that when they set the tone that way, and again, I will say, I don't want to speak for everybody else. Mm-hmm. I was happy they were setting the tone that way. But I think that the issue becomes maybe they don't know what's okay and what's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like they win a game, you should be able to be happy that you win
a
game. You don't have to. Now, when you win the division, you don't have to go out and party all night at Xfinity Live when you have 9 games left and you could lock up home field. I think there's a difference. To be clear, I am not a fun person. I'm not. But the team that handled it businesslike last year won the World Series.
Who was their best player?
What's that?
Who was their best player?
Well, Mookie Betts is the best player on the Dodgers.
Now, there we go. Okay.
Well, he is the best player on the Dodgers.
Sure. He's not, but okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
Of course he is.
He's a great player. He's better than Lindor, but yeah, he's not even this close. Close to Shohei.
You know,
54 home runs.
I'm actually
and 55.
I'm actually well. There's a lot of guys that hit home runs in baseball. Wait a minute. Why is Shohei
50,
Ohtani?
50?
Why is Shohei Ohtani better than Aaron Judge? How? He's not a better hitter, and he doesn't play in the field. He's not better than Aaron Judge.
Well,
he doesn't
okay.
play in the field now because he's injured.
He didn't play the
pitching thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, playing the field. Okay, he's not pitching, but he could play in the field. He could play friggin' first base
or
something.
If you want to say they're about the same player, okay, knock yourself out.
But they're not the same player. One's way better because he plays in the field, even a better hitter. He's a better hitter than Ohtani is. There's a lot of good hitters in baseball. I'm disappointed in you as a baseball guy.
There's not a lot of Ohtanis in baseball. There's not even a lot of Aaron Judges in baseball.
No, but I'm saying there's 7 hitters, I would say. Like Bobby Witt, why is Shohei Ohtani better than Bobby Witt Jr.? He's not.
Well, if you're just bringing up the whole like the total, but like Shohei Ohtani total package,
best player.
But Shohei Ohtani is such a force multiplier at the plate. Yeah.
Once every nine batters,
so
just like all
player.
These. Yes, that is my position. That's
but he
my
also
point.
Is so
it's,
much...
And it's way easier to do that when you're not playing what is most of the game, and most of the game is standing in the field waiting for the ball to be hit.
But
if you ask GMs, who you think who would they take? Bobby Witt Jr. or Shohei Ohtani?
Bobby Witt Jr.
I don't think that's
I don't really think so.
If nice they're great. Not worried about selling jerseys and tickets and all that stuff.
All that matters.
I'm talking about as a baseball player. As a baseball player.
Who's more feared?
As a hitter?
Yeah.
Ohtani.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm saying that's not the whole game. You're not saying he's the best hitter. You're saying he's the best player.
I think he's the best player in baseball.
Yeah. Well, I think that's ridiculous to not play the field and be the best player
in
baseball.
That's how great of a hitter he is.
If he is a... But he's not that great. He's great hitter. He is one of a bunch of great
hits
hitters.
Hits over 300 and has 55 home runs and 55 stolen bases.
I just don't hear you saying that about Aaron Judge, who has a 1,200 OPS every
year.
Well,
we're arguing about best player in the National League, Lindor or him.
Okay, and I would still take Lindor.
I know. You made that clear.
All right. 215-592-9494. Lee and Marlton, you're on WIP.
I love it.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, you're out of your mind.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Talk to him.
About what?
Fernando Tatis Jr. Lindor isn't a top three National League player.
You're crazy.
And how can you say that Betts is better than Ohtani. That doesn't make
because sense. Ohtani doesn't play the field. Lee. I'm sorry.
215.
Like Lee, the game is 3 hours long, and Shohei Ohtani participates in about 7 minutes of it. You can't be the best player in the sport if you're not participating in what is mostly happening in the game, which is playing the field. Do you understand the advantage he has to not have the physical and mental drain of playing the field? I guarantee you, if you were to take all of these players, if you were to take Soto or Judge and say, you know what, you don't have to concentrate on anything else except for hitting, they would all become better hitters. I agree with you. If Shohei Ohtani is the pitcher he is and the hitter he is, he's the best player in baseball. Maybe the best player I've ever seen. As a hitter, he is one of a number of great hitters.
So, would you rather have Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani?
Aaron Judge. If you're telling me, but it's still a spot you don't have to worry about. Again, you need to fill out 9 guys on the field, and Shohei Ohtani not playing one of those positions means you need another great player. If you're telling me Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher and hitter, I agree with you. If you're saying Shohei Ohtani, just the DH, I do not agree with you.
He hit 54 home runs and stole 50 bases, though.
Great. And for most of the game,
the
he was sitting.
Ever
Aaron
done that?
Judge ever stolen it? Didn't he like limp into home plate in the World Series?
He also hit 200 in the World Series.
I'm talking about. I mean, Judge in the World Series.
Yes, he played terribly, but that's not what we're talking about. Judge chokes in the playoffs, absolutely. But I will not grant anyone as the best player in the sport if he's a DH. And not when there's a lot of other great hitters out there. If you give those other great hitters the whole game to sit on the bench, study the pitcher, that's all Ohtani has to do the whole game. He can concentrate on his next at bat, whereas these other guys are out there playing the field.
But he did the same thing when he was a pitcher.
Yes, but when you're a pitcher, I grant that. But then you're also pitching every fifth day, and he's a great pitcher, too. I grant that. If you are pitching every fifth day, then I don't expect you to play the field, all that. But you're also adding to the game by being a... Like, Shohei Ohtani, at his best, would be the Phillies' second-best pitcher. That's impressive to do that. But I just will... I think what happens with Ohtani is everybody takes the pitcher-hitter version of Ohtani, and even though he's not doing that anymore, there's this sort of, like, lasting effect, and you're judging him as if that's what he's doing. That's not what he's doing. And if you took any great hitter and took him out of the field for 9 innings and said all you have to do is concentrate on your next at bat, they would all be better hitters.
But I think the unfair part you're doing to Ohtani, even though you make good sense as far as he's not pitching right now, but it's because of injury. He's coming off of an injury, right?
Yes.
So, but his entire career, he's pretty much been that two-way player.
For sure. But I'm just saying right now. I'm saying right now and last year. Right. If he's a pitcher again, I agree with
what
you.
What if he's a closer?
Even if he's a closer.
Look, like, Zach Wheeler is probably the most valuable player on the Phillies, and he only pitches every fifth day because a pitcher has that much of an effect on a game. A starting pitcher does. Like, I just will not. You could argue until you're blue in the face, Lee. I am never granting best player in baseball sits on the bench for 95% of the game. I won't.
So that, why would you take Tatis? Why would you take Lindor over Tatis?
No one wants to hear us argue Tatis versus Lindor.
215?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. No offense. We could have it off the air. Nobody wants to hear us argue Tatis versus Lindor in Philadelphia.
All right. Have a good one, guys. That's all I wanted.
All right. Thank you. All right. So everybody's all Ohtani'd up.
I know. Yeah. There he is.
For a reason. He's the best player in baseball.
Best player you've ever seen.
Best player I've never seen anyone. The best player I've ever seen. Well, when he's pitching.
When he's pitching. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
And
when he's pitching, for sure. I've never seen anything like
it. I got screwed on my MVP bet last year.
Well, yeah, that's where this comes from.
There it is.
Everyone knows it.
There it is. The Lindor lover.
Should have been MVP last year. I don't even...
I know a gambler when I see one.
And last thing, because I know everybody's thinking the New York thing. When I was in New York, I was a Yankee guy, not a Met guy. I'm not a Met guy.
Right. All right. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, I know.
It's tough.
But when you watch a lot of Met games.
You're telling. I watch. They're just on TV.
They're on cable. They're on the, there's only three channels in Spike's house. What'd you have the first color TV on your block growing up too?
Definitely a good chance that happened, yeah.
Well, I would have had Lindor at my birthday party.
I'm sure you did.
Yep.
Well, you were at 1986 game, the Bill Buckner game.
I was at the Bill Buckner
game. Man, a lot of Mets history. Interesting. Yeah. Watch, look at this all coming together.
There. All right.
Wow.
Are we done? All right, coming up next. Why am I arguing about Shohei Ohtani? Holy moly. All right.
That's okay.
215-592-9494. We don't have to argue about Ohtani anymore. Yeah, we can if you want. But talking about the Phils. And coming up next, the return of the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. There is a lot of movement in the power rankings. Over the last week, we have had the visit to the White House, which had to be covered.
It had to be covered.
We did have the NFL draft, which had to be covered.
Yeah.
You know, they all sort of had the same take. Anyway, we will get to the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
What's the sigh for?
Just like the Ohtani argument took a lot out of me.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took a lot out of me. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Phillies are a true World Series contender? 77.9% say no, which leave 22.1% say yes. 215-592-9494. We will get to the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings after we talk to Rick in Easton. Rick, you're on WIP.
Yeah, guys, so you alluded to it earlier about fundamentals. When I grew up in the late 70s, and we played Bloomsburg, Rick, Jack, but not
nice.
When you played, Westchester and Plymouth White Marsh, we were taught in our heads, without talking to the manager, without having a meeting at the mound, know where you're going to go with the ball in all kinds of situations. We spent an hour and a half practice after batting practice in situational baseball. And it just seems to me, and I don't know why, these guys come to the majors, they have to have that mindset in their mind. And when that ground ball was hit to Trey Turner yesterday, he looked like he never even thought about what he was going to do with the ball. Do I step on third, second? Do I go for double play? Do I throw the ball to Realmuto? It just didn't seem that the major league players do that nowadays. I don't understand it.
Well, he doesn't. I think one thing we were saying earlier is because it's not a natural position to him. There's some things like that are not instinctual, but you don't have to think about. Almost like when you're driving, right? You're not thinking about what your foot's doing. You're just doing it. Right? When you're going gas to brakes, you're just doing it. And if you were to think about it every time you had a brake, you would be a mess because you would be forgetting your turn signal, you'd be missing turns, all those sorts of things. And I think, like, there's something about him where it is just, it's not his natural position, but he doesn't look natural at it at all. And I think it makes him worse at it because I think when I'm watching him, I feel like I see a guy thinking about it all the time.
But, Spike, I hear what you're saying, but forget about the natural position. The man has played shortstop maybe over 500 games now at a very high level.
He's not good at it.
And to not, well, it doesn't, but to not, he has so much more natural talent than any of the players I played with did. But to not, it just doesn't look like he feels comfortable. Do I know what I'm going to do? If we didn't do the right thing mentally, we would run 5 to 10 miles as a punishment. Now, you can't do that to the major league player, but it was drilled into our head at the high school and college levels. You need to know what you're going to do with the ball in all kinds of situations when the ball comes to you. And that can't happen with this team, or they're not making the playoffs. And if they don't do something with the bullpen, can I ask you a really off-the-wall type situation, since they don't have a right-hander in the bullpen, would it be that outlandish if Ranger comes back Would it be that suicidal to say, Nola, you're going to have to be our right-hander to go out of the bullpen like Smoltz did? Because Smoltz played, pitched as a closer for 4 years effectively after he spent 10, 12 years as a starter. Would that be something that would be so outlandish to give a shot at?
Yes. They just signed him to a four-year extension to be a starter.
$72 million deal.
Yeah, and here's the other thing about Nola is, like, he is... He looked great in his last start. It hasn't looked great up until that point. He is a dependable innings eater. And you by hurting your bullpen, by helping your bullpen, you're almost hurting them, because one thing that Nola does is, like, he's a bit of a bullpen saver, because you know you're going to get six innings out of him.
Just make Wheeler the closer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to make Nola the closer.
No, first of all, really, he tops out at 92, 93.
Like, yes, yeah.
Imagine that in a late inning situation, high leverage. Secondly, he's a nibbler.
Oh, like in terms of what kind of a pitcher he is?
Yeah,
yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I don't know.
like how when he eats?
Well, that's the way Ike is, kind of. Ike's a grazer, you know? You know, I go have a little here, a little there,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, see, I'm still eating a salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Came in.
You've been milking that
ago.
For 3.5 hours. Yeah.
Well, it's just like, yeah, it's crazy.
No, yeah, you're not putting Nola in.
No, you're not
open.
Putting Nola in.
Now, you know, he's not a righty, but, like, Ranger coming back and going to the bullpen doesn't seem
that
crazy
makes a little
to me.
More because at least we've seen him do it before.
Yeah, I don't think Nola's you're not putting Nola in.
Yeah.
They, can you imagine that meeting?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Nola's. Guess what, buddy? Get in the bullpen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's not an expressive guy.
He's not. That's why I couldn't even really give.
Yeah,
yeah. Because he doesn't give you any type of expression.
No.
Even when he's happy.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks the same. Win, lose, or draw.
His blank.
They don't really have draws in baseball.
His blank look would look even blanker,
yeah.
I think, if they told him that. All right, it's time. We will get back to the phones, but we have to update you on the Eagles entire year.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, boy. We were off last week because there was a Phils game. But the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Now, of course, Elliott Shore Parks is the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year 2025 winner. He's had a good year so far, I think.
He's certainly working harder than anybody else.
Yes, well, and we will bring that up. So, if I'm being honest, I don't think the insiders have had a very good week or two.
Not even the draft could get them
well,
in our good graces.
We'll start with the draft.
Thank you.
Except for Elliott, they were all keying in on one player. And you know what I said. If they're all keying in on the one player, they're obviously wrong.
Yeah. Clearly fed to them by the team.
Yes. Or they were all just copying off of each other, acting like they had inside information. Again, both wrong. So they all keyed in on Walter Nolan. Not one of them mentioned Jahad Campbell. Not one of them. And I know they'll all go, oh, we expect him to be gone by there. Well, Walter Nolan went 15th. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And Kuiper and Jeremiah both had Jahad Campbell at some point.
Right.
To the Eagles at 31.
They did.
Elliott didn't even mention him. McManus didn't mention him. Berman didn't mention. Nobody mentions Jahad Campbell. So they all get docked for that. So nobody comes out of the draft looking good. But then there was the other thing that we had. We had the visit to the White House.
That's right.
And your job as an Eagles reporter insider is to report, go and report what happens. And they all didn't go, Ike.
Wonder why.
They all didn't go. So if you didn't go to the White House to report, to do your job, no one was asking you to run the country. You were just going there to report on the friggin' Eagles. You were docked. So, Jimmy Kempski, docked. Tim McManus,
docked.
Docked. Docked. Jeff McClain,
definitely docked.
Docked. Bo Wolf.
Docked.
Docked. The only people in the Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings are the ones who decided this week to do their job. To do their job. And especially in the face of their failure during the draft. So the number five on the Eagles Inside of their Power Rankings, CBS's Don Bell.
Way to go, Don.
Don Bell?
Yes.
Okay.
He covered it. Number four on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, John Clark.
Clarky.
Oh, Clarky, man. He too low for Clark. For the world, man.
Too
man,
low yeah, for Clark.
Not missing the White House trip.
You know he stuck out like a thumb there, too. How tall he is.
6'5" thumb.
Yep. And giant thumb.
What's it called? Rose Garden? Is that what it's
yes.
called?
Yes.
All right, yeah, we figured that out.
Yes. Number three, Olivia Reiner.
Also there.
Hold on.
No offense, Olivia. I have no idea.
Inquirer. Well,
in the newspaper?
What yeah. other Inquirer is there?
I didn't even know the newspaper was still out there. You mean somebody's still they're still writing?
Every
day. Well, that's what the newspaper
you don't get it on
your
doorstep?
Olivia Newton?
No, Reiner.
Olivia Reiner.
Yes. Number two.
Sorry, Olivia.
Number two, this guy caught a stray yesterday from Jack.
Yeah. Bad look by me.
Yeah. A low stray. Zach Berman.
Yeah.
A low stray. Yeah, leave ZB alone, man.
Always love Zach
ZB's
Berman.
ZB's a good dude.
Zach Berman, number two on
Probably
Eagles
also
Insider.
Very yeah. excited they drafted Kyle McCord, as all of you Syracuse freaks are.
Oh, God, yes.
I didn't like Kyle McCord because he went to Syracuse.
Yeah, my ass.
Oh,
no.
Sure.
Did Donovan go to your apartment in college, too?
He did. But McCord did not. And number one, not only did he go to the White House to cover it, but he called in multiple times, he took multiple pictures, and he had several questions prepared if he was able to get them in to the president. That is one, Elliot Shore Parks, the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year and number one on the power rankings.
Elio!
Now, in fairness, because of their failure in the draft, I would love to have them all off the board completely, mm-hmm. but I was so disturbed by a bunch of people deciding not to do their jobs this week that I felt like we had to reward the people who did.
I'm actually surprised all the beat writers didn't go. They didn't go, like the team didn't go in 18 after they won the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But so it's not as if there's been multiple times they've been down there to cover it.
And it's a different...
Like, why would they go?
It's a different thing for the Eagles players to decide not to go than the reporters. The Eagles were not working.
Right.
The Eagles were not working. They yes. were invited to an event. The reporters, their job is to cover the team. The team was visiting the White House yeah. for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And they decided not to go.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised if not for just the story of who's there and who's not there.
Right.
Bunch of me guys on the Eagles beat.
Instead, they're looking at Twitter like we are.
And responding from that.
Yeah. Really disappointing.
Man.
But congratulations to everybody in the power rankings. Hopefully.
It's going to be hard to beat Elliot.
It will.
Now listen.
Yeah.
T-Mac. I feel like we call everybody T-Mac. This Tim something.
Yes.
So Tim McManus.
Yes.
I know he likes to do his little stories, his features, you know.
Here comes the Elliot version of
Ike. I'm just saying. You guys get so enamored with these stories that he puts out.
But with information in the stories.
Yeah, but they're not even current events. They're events that happened 3 months ago he writes a story on.
I don't need Elliot's little
I'm just
bit
saying,
from
man,
you.
Elliot, it is the reason why he should have won, because he takes this thing serious.
Well,
okay. He's defending his belt right now.
Actually, I have a question for you about
yes.
that. But first, all right, 215-592-9494. I do have a question. Now, some may say Elliot's a lot. You know what else is a lot? Delco. They say Delco's a lot. They are right. We are Delco's men here.
Yep.
Now, I'm born and raised in Delco. You know,
I visited last year.
You visited last year.
I was born in Delco.
Yeah, you were born in Delco. And now that it's spring and summer, Delco's got a lot, man. It's not just, you know, we did everything at Delco. We did the nice places. We did the dive bars. You know, we did everything. Everything in Delco, award-winning gardens, wineries in Delco, outdoor festivals, tracks and trails, something for everyone. You want to watch the game. You want to have a beer with your buddies, hang out with friends, get some food. Delco, 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 bars and restaurants. For all that Delco has to offer, go to visitdelco.com. Visit Delco.com. They say Delco's a lot, and they're right.
Delco.
You like that? I like that.
Delco.
You need to cut that.
Yeah.
What was the place that we were at where they had the festival outside?
That was Under the Stars in media?
There's Dining Under the Stars in media.
Yeah, on State Street.
Yeah. Gotta be, I'm back there this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's close.
You were impressed by that.
Yeah.
I was, man. It seemed like a good, like, evening out just to go walk and hang and go up and down the street.
Main Street in, State Street, rather, in media is awesome. And for South Jersey, that's a from our area of South
quick
Jersey.
Spot.
Quick.
Yeah.
Right over the Commodore Barry.
You just got to our area.
Yeah, well.
You just got down
there. Dude, I know. This guy's unbelievable.
Now I can't live there.
That was his area.
No, our. Oh, your area. If I say your area, you're going to say, what, you don't live there?
Yeah,
you're
well,
right.
Listen.
I would've said that.
Yeah. Yesterday before the show, Spike was talking about someone that should be on his tombstone. Meanwhile, he just got here. And wait, now you're
starting. Someone should be on his tombstone.
On your gravestone. On your gravestone. And then today you're talking about, you're claiming South Jersey.
Well, he can claim South Jersey.
I paid South Jersey taxes.
He can claim
paid New Jersey taxes living in North Jersey.
Last month, I've owned this home for 5 weeks, even though I haven't been living there. I've been paying South Jersey taxes. Harrison Township, Gloucester County.
You're in tomorrow, brother. Don't worry. You're in the house tomorrow, man. It's all over with. It's over with tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your seat feeling warm in there?
Oh, well, you? The last thing I'm worried about, Mr. One Take.
Big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
I already got the show all planned out.
I bet.
Been sitting on this take since Sunday.
Yep. All of a sudden, you're going to have all these guests.
Yep.
I imagine. All right.
Big guests only.
Quick thing on Eagles Insider of the Year, Ike. Mm-hmm. Now, you're singing the praise of Elliott. We do agree that Elliott has been very warmed up since the Super Bowl. And does that start to hurt his Eagles Insider of the Year status? Because he's doing their bidding, but I don't see any scoops. I didn't see any Jahad Campbell.
That's a fair point to bring up.
Couldn't even get the Jordan Davis scoop about him getting his fifth-year option picked up? Come on.
Yeah.
Jordan Schultz got that.
I'm just saying, you're walking a fine line right now, buddy. I'm just saying.
Like, watch your worm, pal.
Yeah. You got to watch that thing, man. Watch it. Don't let it grow even longer.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
the look on Ike's face when he knows he's about to deliver one of those is excellent.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The grin. 215-592-9494. Bree and Elverson, you're on WIP. What's up, Bree?
Hey there. How are you guys doing today?
Where is, hey, I'm sorry, up, I always do this because when I'm not familiar, where's Elverson?
Chester County.
Oh, okay.
Our west of Philly.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
So I'm going to make one comment, and you guys don't need to respond on the Shohei Ohtani. That comment about him carrying the Dodgers to the World Series was just nonsense.
Thank you.
Completely ridiculous.
It's not what happened.
To the Phils.
Yeah.
To the Phils. Last night was definitely an interesting game. I'm glad that we won, but I wish more people would look at it and go, we won because of mistakes the other team made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times should we have been out at home and we weren't because the ball was terrible and winning on a wild pitch? That's because their pitcher kind of sucked. So I'm happy that we won, but there are some people out there who are just like, oh, here we are, we're back again. And I'm like, calm yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody is saying we're back after last night, but I do.
Nobody knows anything about baseball anyway.
No, I wasn't saying they're back, but I do think that it was, I don't think it was a game they would have won 3 weeks ago, is what I would say.
Oh, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with that.
Them pouring on a couple of runs in the eighth was something that we all begged for. You can feel when a Phillies game is a one or a two run game and it's not going to be enough.
Right.
You know, 3-2, exactly. You knew it wasn't going to be enough. Them putting a couple runs on the board felt good, and them like not going into their shell in the bottom of the ninth and actually working a couple walks, you know, the the play by Stott even to get to home, I thought was a big one. Now, them sending Bohm, that's luck, because Bohm was out by he is the slowest guy I've ever seen play baseball. He was out by a mile, but for some reason the catcher pulled his glove away a little too early and didn't catch it. He should have been out, but because it was even a good throw, you know.
Yeah, it was just on the catcher just didn't quite haul it in, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree with all the comments about Trey Turner. I just don't think he's that great at shortstop. And I also agree with you when you say that you can't give somebody the best player in the league if they're only hitting and they're not playing.
Thank you.
It's
finally.
It's baseball. There's two parts to the game, offense and defense. Can't give best in the game if you're only doing one.
It's common sense, Bree.
Common sense. Absolutely.
Common sense. Thank you for the call.
Well, unless you're so dominant at the hitting aspect.
Right. But he's not. He's a great hitter, but not worlds above all the other hitters. If he was hitting
400?
380, yes, and with 70 home runs or something.
You're a little average nonsense.
If he had an OPS, if he had an OPS similar to Aaron Judge, but he doesn't. He's not even a better hitter than Judge, and he doesn't even play the field. I'm most disappointed.
That's the best
in
argument about there is he doesn't play the field.
He doesn't play the field.
That's the best.
And I don't think he's worlds above the other. He's a great hitter, but he's not worlds above the other hitters.
No, but those other hitters are great. Like Aaron Judge, that's one of the great power hitters, and even hits for average.
Yes.
So like Aaron Judge is a great hitter also.
Yes. Yeah. And he plays the field, and he doesn't sit on the bench all day long. Yes.
And he chokes.
Yeah. He does choke. 215-592-9494.
I've never seen a center fielder that big.
Yeah, he's too tall.
Yeah, he is too tall.
Way too tall.
Yeah. And he shouldn't be playing center field, actually.
Yeah, he's good at it.
He's okay at it.
Can he play shortstop?
We should see. OK Andrew. Curious what OK Andrew's bit's going to be now. All right. What's up, OK Andrew?
Hey, what it do, fellas?
What it do, OK?
What it do, Drew?
Hey, we're talking some ball. America's pastime, all right?
Huh?
All right.
It's football now.
So here's the thing. We need a spark this year. There's no one really giving us that spark consistently. Rojas has been hitting okay, but here's my plan is we bring one of two guys up, Crawford or what's his name? Otto Kemp. So the thing about them is Kemp is a righty. Crawford's a lefty. Crawford has consistently proven he can hit 300 in every league he was in. He steals bases. He has about a 20% strikeout percentage. He puts the ball in play. He sees pitches. I think that we need to send Cal Stevenson down, bring Crawford up, because Cal Stevenson doesn't get opportunities and he doesn't play that much. We need a spark. We need a guy to get excited about because we're not really excited about anyone right now. So I think we bring Crawford up, and if it doesn't work, we bring up Kemp after him.
So were you going to start Crawford in center field? Or are you going to – like, what are you doing with Crawford?
No, we'll rotate him through the left field and center field spots as needed.
So don't you think it's better that he just get at-bats every day in Lehigh Valley? He's hitting 250.
Yeah, he's back close to 293.
Pretty good.
Take a chance. Start him in left for a couple games and see how he does and figure it out from there because we need something to happen. We need a guy. We need a new energy. And he's from Las Vegas. We have a couple of guys that are from Las Vegas on our team. I feel like he's fit well with our club. He's been in the system forever. So I think we give him a shot. He's a great player. Plays the game the right way. He's great in the field. So.
Plays the game the right way. All right, okay. What do you think of that, Jack?
Okay, Andrew's new bit? He's going to be a minor league caller.
Well, that's your bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so question is, what do you think?
About Crawford?
No, about okay,
this
Andrew.
Minor league bit.
Yeah.
Well, out, obviously. But, like, yeah. fine.
Oh, okay.
Just give him something else to do.
Yeah.
He can be our minor league Cub reporter.
Yes, but here's the thing. I don't want him calling up and saying the same thing about Crawford every time he calls. He can't be the Cal Stevenson guy. Like
one Cal Stevenson guy.
Right, yeah.
That's Joe in the Northeast.
Yeah, you got to give us more than just
the same thing.
Crawford, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. And Jack, what do you think about bringing up Crawford?
No, not yet. If you want to play him in left field, they're going to give Kepler some runway there. More interested. I think the only way Crawford comes up is maybe if they think the Marsh thing reaches ahead and they want to just trade him, and then they go a Rojas Crawford platoon in center field.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think that's two months away. Yeah, 2 months away. Like Kemp, I think, could be up faster if they need a right-handed bat. So then maybe a Kepler, Kemp platoon in left field.
All right.
Jeff Kemp?
No.
Otto Kemp.
It was Jeff Kent. Yeah.
It's Otto Kemp.
No, Jeff Kemp was...
He was a quarterback for the Seahawks.
And the Eagles.
What are you at?
Was he? He was on the Eagles. Jeff Kemp was on the Eagles. Yeah.
You're acting like I'm supposed to be some scrub 90s quarterback.
Son of Jack Kemp.
He is the son of Jack Kemp.
Hmm? See? Yeah. Nobody thinks I know anything.
No, I...
We'll give them that
impression. You're the guy that knows the stuff that nobody else really stores in their brain.
Cares
and you
about.
Have it. Yeah, yes, yeah. You got that, like, the useless information. Yeah,
Jeff Kemp was one of the worst Eagles quarterbacks ever.
I remember Jeff Kemp. Yeah. I don't remember him playing for the Eagles. I do, but I don't.
He was definitely on the Eagles.
90s, right?
Early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s yeah. guy. Yeah, early
it was 90s. When we had, but you know, there was the Bubby Brister era.
Yeah, Jim McMahon.
Yep.
Around that time.
Well, McMahon was earlier than that.
Because they
yeah.
wore the same number. Did Kemp wear a 9?
He was on the Eagles in 91. Is that when Randall got hurt and they went through all the quarterbacks?
Or might have been that. Yeah.
Jeff Kemp, man. Yeah.
Jeff Kemp.
The old 50 completion percentage?
Yeah. There you go.
I wasted my, yeah, that was my little inside joke I wasted on you because you didn't know anybody.
Well, dude, what do you want from me? A scrub 90s and late 80s quarterback.
Well, Otto Graham, you bring him up. Like,
that's a real player. I know Otto Graham. Sorry, I don't know Jeff Kemp. By the way,
Who's Otto Graham?
He was the quarterback for the Bears.
By the way, Jack can't say Otto. I've noticed him with Otto Kemp.
Is it Otto or
it's
Otto?
It's Otto.
Otto, man.
Otto Kemp.
Otto.
Hey, guess what? He's automatic.
All right. What's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Yeah, we're supposed to be already out of here.
Yeah.
The funniest things I've heard on the air the last 24-ish hours.
Okay.
But not even our air. There was some more dirtiness in the Phil's booth last
night. All right. That is coming up next. It's the WIP.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yes. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.